A Troy City councilor has kicked off a campaign for council president.
My name is David Vesember, and I'm here to announce that I'm running to be your next Troy City Council president.
On a brisk day in Monument Square, the man who currently represents District 5 on the Troy City Council announced he'll challenge sitting Republican Council President Carmela Mantello in the citywide election.
What I bring to the table is a fresh perspective on our local politics. I also have a good relationship with the current administration. I think it's important that we work together to identify issues when they exist and find solutions where they may be. I think I have an opportunity to work with community members. My full-time job, I'm a labor organizer, so I bring those kinds of perspectives to the table.
The Democrat chairs the Public Safety and General Services Committees. He believes housing and infrastructure are the biggest issues facing the Collar City today and would like to see development continue in what he calls a fair and equitable way.
I'm going to be working with my colleagues on an aggressive housing package, developing a housing committee of like-minded individuals and stakeholders across the city to make sure our current housing stock is valued and that we get people back in those homes, expand our tax base, and make our city more financially stable.
Mantello says she welcomes Vesember into the race, but says they disagree over a city issue that has garnered passion on both sides.
My opponent is the sponsor and aggressively pursuing designating Troy a sanctuary city. This has divided our community more than any piece of legislation I've seen during my tenure, and I oppose designating Troy as a sanctuary city.
Mantello says local and state law enforcement officials she spoke with are of the opinion the designation will not make Troy more inclusive. Originally from Cobleskill, Vesember has lived in Troy for 6 years. On Twitter, he declares he is proud of my West Indian heritage and says he could work well with Mayor Patrick Madden, a fellow Democrat who is seeking a second 4-year term.
I think I've got a good relationship with him, and I think we've got an opportunity to continue the work he's done by setting us on a good, strong financial footing, but also making sure we can do some more work in our neighborhoods. That's the thing that I think I bring to the table, that I'm going to continue to advocate for our neighbors out in the districts to make sure that they're at the forefront of development, of housing policy, and of our infrastructure project.
Madden is supportive.
I think he cares very deeply about the community, and I think he's in public service for all the right reasons. David and I already meet regularly. I'll tell you, even if we don't see eye to eye on something, we're still able to have constructive and thoughtful conversation around issues.
Madden adds he feels working with Mantello doesn't feel very collaborative. Vesember's website says his professional experience includes roles as teacher, labor organizer, community outreach advocate, and legislative staffer in the New York State Legislature for nearly 5 years. He has degrees from Siena College and the London School of Economics. Mantello, the council president, despite the Republican minority on the council, has been a frequent critic of City Hall under Madden and found herself in the headlines for a DWI arrest late last year. She apologized for the incident. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.